Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. This week, a former security official with the self-proclaimed Islamic State leaked a trove of documents to German security officials and the British media, giving Westerners a new understanding of the fighters who have dedicated themselves to ISIS.
In the opinion of the security services, these documents are, in all probability, authentic. They show how conscientious this criminal organization is, and in part at least, how effective it is.
German Interior Minister Thomas Meser in a BBC translation there. The documents contain personal information for thousands of ISIS fighters. It has names, addresses, phone numbers for recruits from at least 40 countries. There has been some speculation as to the accuracy of those documents, and we're going to talk about that with Rukmini Kalamaki. She's foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome.
Nice to be here, Todd.
A 23-question questionnaire that you have to fill out if you want to join ISIS. What are we learning about the recruits and the fighters who are signing up?
What we're learning is that ISIS is just as bureaucratic as it promises to be. Keep in mind that Al-Qaeda as well used to have a formulary for intake interviews of their new recruits, very similar to the one here where it asks for blood type, mother's maiden name. So ISIS seems to be continuing in that tradition.
What about ideology? There's a lot of HR type stuff in there, but they also want to know if you're loyal. They might want to know if you're willing to be a martyr.
Very similar to Al-Qaeda in that regard. I think that ISIS is very much an extension of Al-Qaeda in terms of its HR structure and its bureaucracy.
And what did we learn about the identities of some of the fighters we might have been looking for or might have been already in the media?
So far, what I'm hearing is people who have been able to look at some of these files have been able to confirm that specific fighters that they were researching, that the details regarding those fighters are correct. I haven't yet learned any details that we didn't know about these people. So for instance, one of the names that appears is Junaid Hussein, who was a very famous British member of ISIS, a suspected hacker who was killed in a drone strike a couple of months ago. So his personal details are there, and people who have studied him say that those match up. However, as you pointed out, there have been some issues regarding other aspects of the documents that have led some people to question whether they are authentic, including the fact that the flag that appears at the top of the formulaire is not the ISIS flag, which is somewhat curious.
Oh, what does that tell us? That it might have been a Photoshop or someone trying to recreate a document and they were lazy?
Well, the working theory right now is that the data is accurate. So the names of these fighters, their personal information, that part is accurate. But that somebody who was trying to sell these to an intermediary or might have been trying to sell it to the British press, which sadly is somewhat of a common practice at the border between Turkey and Syria, that they wanted to dress it up, you know, to make it look what they thought ISIS would look like. And instead, they just made some pretty glaring stylistic errors.
Tried to throw some letterhead on there and make it look ISIS-y, in other
exactly.
words.
Exactly.
Okay, there's intelligence and then there's actionable intelligence. Mm-hmm. Does this fall into the latter category? Is this the kind of thing that our intelligence services would not have known anyway? If not, is it the kind of thing that they can act on, target people, find out more about them that they didn't already know?
I think it's more interesting from the prosecution standpoint. So, and especially for our partners in Europe, what I'm hearing from my colleague in Berlin is that they knew the names of the German members of ISIS. But because when you join ISIS, it's not necessarily something public, you know, so family members might see a Facebook post that looks suggestive. Now German officials have the names of these people and an application form that essentially states that they have joined ISIS, including a person who is on trial right now. For that suspect, this could prove to be a very useful piece of information that will lead to that person being prosecuted.
Still, there's a chance in what you're saying there that somebody here in the United States could get a knock on the door that they haven't gotten before.
I would certainly hope that our officials have identified what U.S. citizens have joined ISIS, but perhaps I'm wrong.
So, Rukmini Kalamaki, what does this tell us about the value of ISIS intelligence like this, not only to British reporters who are willing to pay for it, but to others who might pick up leaks like this at the border?
Well, I can draw from my own experience. In 2013, I was covering France's military intervention in Mali, and I was able to reach the city of Timbuktu that had been occupied for almost a year by Al-Qaeda's North African branch. And what was shocking to me is that before fleeing, they had left thousands and thousands of pages of documents behind, and they hadn't bothered really, you know, to either pick them up or to destroy them. And they were literally there for journalists like me to pick up. And that trove of documents that I was able to obtain in 2013 has forever changed my understanding of Al-Qaeda. And what I learned from that experience is that these groups are very bureaucratic. They have to be because they have thousands of fighters. They have limited resources, so they need to marshal their finances in the best possible way, which leads to receipts, which leads to accounting, which leads to expense reports. And all of that involves paper. And when they're fleeing, they generally don't have a good enough structure in place to get rid of their paper trail. And that paper trail, as soon as it's discovered by reporters, leads to insight into the group. And it's one of their security failures, you know, that they need this paper to run the other organization. And therefore, the paper trail then becomes a way for us to have a window into this terror group.
HR documents may be a bureaucratic leak from ISIS. New insights into how the terrorist organization operates in Iraq, Syria, and other countries. Rukmini Callimachi, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.